work in faith by reason, and we're in excerpt 37 from Abash's article, Jacob dwelled in the land where his father had lived. The evil inclination in his body has the power not to let him believe in the Creator above reason by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry, without any moisture of life. When the person began his work, he was told, and he believed what he was told, that the Torah is the Torah of life, as it is written, quote, "For they are your life and the length of your days," end quote. And as it is written in Psalms, quote, "More desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb," end quote. But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, quote, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," end quote. That is, the verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards, quote, "But the Lord delivers him out of all of them," end quote. At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that, quote, "Everything that you find within your power to do, that do," quote, was said about, end quote, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator, delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
Excerpt for us.
Excerpt number 38 from Rabash, The Striking of Thoughts Upon Man. Because of the striking of upper light, which strikes that curtain, lights sparkled from them and went through that masach screen. We can interpret that striking is the thoughts that strike a person, trouble him, and tire him. And he has thoughts this way and that way. And all this is because he has a masach. If he keeps the masach and agrees to walk on the path of the Creator, which is regarded as mind, as scrutiny, when he comprehends that it is good for him to accept faith above reason, it is considered that it causes an addition of light in the upper degree. For the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny. This means that although he does not really feel the importance of the upper one, the scrutiny is through a masach, called an attempt, regarded as concealment. But when he overcomes the masach and sustains it, meaning he does not cancel the masach, this causes joy above. And then the upper one also gives him joy. That is, to the extent that he received the importance of the upper one above reason, that same measure of greatness of the upper one extends to him within reason, no less and no more.